The 19th of July 2020. My name is Vincent and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 625. Our topic today is, Try Life Harder. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai, or don't. We don't really care. This view focuses on a few people, but their competition is made up of many, many more people than you or I know and their views on the world. If you want to live a happy life, stop trying to fit into the shoes of others and look at your life from their perspective. If you are an overly selfish person, you may find that life is more difficult for people who tend to give to others than for themselves. But everyone has a different journey, and when you look at life through the lens of what was yesterday or what you should do better, you don't need anyone but your own life and yourself. Interest in being the center of your life. It is nice to think of others from time to time without taking yourself out of focus, but it does not mean saving a small country from starvation or putting a shirt on someone's back. When I turn my focus away from myself, I say to the small countries mentioned above, what does it take to make me realize how good my own life is and to help me to be grateful for what I have in life? If you are someone who tends to think that you live and die by your words and then return to what you know without them, you will find that life is not as funny as it could be. Enjoy life to the fullest and one day you will find that you lost this diamond while you were busy collecting stones. Life is a life for all and it is worth enjoying it to the fullest, no matter how hard it is. Do not close the door of your soul to the little things in life that make you happy and do not associate happiness with goals. Don't make yourself unhappy to please others, but know your limits and know that you are awesome. Be confident, be smart, work hard, know yourself and be brilliant and not tie your happiness to a goal. Don't let anyone control the way you see yourself, the attitude you have about yourself or your life. Decide to always be the kind of self you like to live for and commit yourself to grow and change the life you live so that the joy of life is yours. If you find yourself in trouble, remember that Rome was not built in one day and does not constantly fall into toxic patterns that will always try to return to your life. Slowly but surely you will learn to let go of broken friendships, failed relationships and setbacks. Don't wait for something to happen to you, go one step at a time and stay positive about each of those steps. It's about patience and flow, even when friendships break or relationships fail. Do not try to bemoan the things you have left in your life, because the new ones are on their way. These are the three most important things that control our lives and that do not go away, even if they do. If you do any of the above, ask your willpower to do the heavy lifting for you. When you slide upwards, you immediately come to the conclusion that you simply do not have the necessary willpower. People who make successful habits have no more willpower than you or I do. Find the exact moment in your life when you know you are a really strong person. So if you prefer to go for a walk in the afternoon, you should be aware that it is too much to develop a physical activity habit in the morning, while your children get up 3 times a night. You are constantly trying to feel good, but you are not feeling good at all. By raising unrealistic expectations and teaching us that constant, endless bliss is possible, focusing on happiness can make people feel bad when they inevitably face difficulties and bad moods. If we expect to be happy all the time, we can make life even more difficult than it needs to be. Living a good life means doing hard things, and it's not always going to be fun. But if you keep looking deep into everything people do, you will be happier, even if it is difficult. It is okay if you are a little lazy, who does not like the comfort of his bed, or if you are a little lazy, a lazy person and many other things. To be happy, you have to let go of the things that weigh you down, be happier and make changes. Not only will this distract you from improving your own life, but you will probably find yourself feeling terrible and bitter and jealous. Don't let yourself be judged by what others' lives are like, it won't just make you feel bad about yourself and not good for you. Put these things on and you will end up removing a few things from your list, and that is a good thing. Episode 625 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Vincent Jensen. Adios.